Hi, welcome to Thoughts by April podcast. My name is Precious Adejumobi. Of course, I'm the April of Thoughts by April podcast. Thank you so much for joining. If this is your first time, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for connecting with me. If this is not your first time, it has been a while, Abby. I'm back now. Thank you so much for joining again. I missed you. For sure, I did miss you, but now I'm back, hopefully, and I hope that I'll be able to stick to the schedule of this podcast being a bi-weekly podcast. If it doesn't work out, I feel like I may just make this like a monthly thing, but we'll see how that goes. Let me talk about what Thoughts by April podcast is about. Here, I talk about God, love, lifestyle, and everything in between. I talk about everything that drops in my head. As long as I feel like there's a lesson in it, I'm here talking to you about it for us to just reason together and learn. That's it. That's what Thoughts by April podcast is about. And I'm excited that you joined and that you're listening to this episode. So it's not like I've not had any episode this year. I've had an episode now. In January, Chukwudi Nwoko of Chop and Chat Nigeria joined me to talk about friendship breakups, romantic breakups, stuff like that. And it was an amazing conversation. In fact, if you have not listened, you are missing. Let me just tell you for free. You are really, really missing. So go listen. The episode is called Letting People In and Out. So I have not done listener shout outs for quite some time. I don't even know why. But today, shout out goes to Joseph Ozoluwa. For some reason, this gentleman has just been putting my podcast link on his status. Like, I'll just say that Uncle has put my link and I'll say thank you and all, but I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Joseph. God bless you abundantly. I hope that you also get support from people that really, really matter. Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, how has 2022 been for you? I don't even know what to say. I know that I've had very wonderful moments and I've also had very low moments. Like, it's funny because even at the same time, like very high moments, very low moments at the same time. And I'm like, okay, so which one should I even pay attention to? It has been a roller coaster. But I do want to know how it has been for you. I want to know how you're faring. I want to know how your job is going. I want to know how school is going. So you can reach out to me at thoughtsbyapril@gmail.com, Facebook and Instagram at thoughtsbyaprilpodcast. April is spelled HAYPREEL. And yes, LinkedIn also. There's now a LinkedIn page, Thoughts by April. So let me know how you're doing. Let me know how the year has been for you, because it's so funny that it's been just like, say, 52 days and a lot has happened. So feel free to share if you need to talk about anything, if you need to just vent or rant or anything. Reach out to me, thoughtsbyapril@gmail.com. I always respond to emails. Let me know how your life is going this year. Yep. So another thing I wanted to share with you is that I just discovered a new workspace in Ibadan. If you know me well, or if you're close to me, or if you view my WhatsApp status, you'd know that I work remotely, at least for now. I've been working from home for quite some time, and on some days, I just come around on WhatsApp to vent about electricity, about network connection, and stuff like that. So I just discovered one spot, and I thought that it would be good for me to share with you. So if you're anywhere around Agbowo, UI, Ibadansha, there's this space. It's called the Stellar Tech Hub. It's a co-work space where you can just go set up your laptop, do your job. You can do a daily subscription, weekly subscription, monthly subscription, whatever it is you want to do. In fact, if you have an organization and your employees work remotely, you can do a subscription for them to, you know, be there, just resume there and do their work. So it's a really dope space. Like, I'm telling you, the electricity, data, whatever it is that you need to do your work is there. So Stellar Tech Hub. Let me see if I have the address, because, oh yeah, so 30 Ojo Kondo Street, Agbowo, Ibadan, Oyo State. I don't know if that pronunciation is correct, but I shall know that that's the place. So if you're interested, you can reach out to me, I'll let you know. There are phone numbers I can actually call. Let me see if I can dictate one of the numbers. Okay, so 0806-079-5084, 0806-079-5084. You can just call them and let them know that April sent you. it's a good space for real. If you work remotely, this is something that you may want to try. That's if you're in Ibadan. Okay, so moving on to the topic for this episode. It is called imposter syndrome. So one thing, I don't even know whether it's imposter syndrome or impostor syndrome, but I think I'll just go with imposter syndrome or impostor syndrome. Anyone, you get the gist, and that's the most important part. So that topic is not new, definitely. It's not something that you have not heard before. It's probably something that you experience once in a while. I know that it is something that I have struggled with in my life, and I just knew that I had to talk about it because of the way January, February has been for me. So I got a couple of wins and recognitions that, how do I say this? I was doubting myself. You know, it's like they give you a result, you got 100%. And you're like, no, I didn't get 100%. How could I have gotten 100%? Did I really put in enough work to get 100%? Ah, what if it was just luck? Is it what I did? Like, I was doubting myself and doubting my own results. So they already gave the verdict. This is it. You know, you did good. You got this. You are qualified for this. And I was arguing with myself and my ancestors in my head that how did it happen? How did I get such a good result? How did, you know, like, so at a point I was not like, what is your problem, young lady? Like, not one person, not two persons, not three, not 10 people, you know, were part of all the processes that brought you these results. And you, only one you, only you and your village people, you are doubting what all these people said. Okay, oh, this is okay. You are saying it's not okay. Because why now? Like, why? And I was like, this is actually a problem. And it's not like this is the first time this is happening. Even as an undergraduate student, when I have to write exams, I'm usually like, ha, so what if I don't pass? So what if I fail? What if my results from past semesters were just luck? What if? What if I'm not good enough? What if this? What if that? And it is stressful, especially as a Christian, as a believer, because Bible said that I shall be the head and not the tail. He has given me the spirit of this and that. Like, I'm a speck, I'm important, I'm smart and all. That is what God's word says about me. And so I should not be having such thoughts. But unfortunately, these thoughts come, you know, and sometimes we're not careful and we entertain these thoughts and they linger and linger and affect us and even keep us from doing other stuff, keep us from achieving other stuff because we're thinking, oh, what if I can't do it? What if I can't? What if I can't? So what if you can? This thing is really paining me because it is affecting me directly. And I know that I'm not the only one in these shoes. I'm sure that at least one person listening to this episode would be going through the same thing or has gone through the same thing or will go through the same thing. And so I was just thinking, like, how do we get out of this box? How do I not continue to doubt myself? Like, why on earth am I even entertaining the thought that I'm not as good as people say I am? Like, this is not about pride or anything, but if people recognize good stuff that you do, then it means that, and it's not just one person, no. It means that they really see something in you, right? So somebody was telling me in January, a very senior friend, a mentor, more like a mentor, was saying, I trust your work, I trust your scholarship, I trust your content. And I was like, okay, you mean me? You know, I didn't believe him. I didn't believe anything he said, to be honest, on that day. But thinking about it now, I'm like, so why did I not believe him? And you know, it is frustrating for people who actually put 100% into their work. So if you're somebody that once you have a project to work on, you put in so much effort, you put in so much energy, you just want to make sure that you get it right and you get your results, you're now doubting your results after suffering to get it good. I think it's just unfair. Like, you're being unfair to yourself. Let me make it personal. I am being unfair to myself when I doubt myself, or when I doubt my results, or when I doubt people's positive feedback about my work. I am being unfair to myself because I put in so much work. And so if somebody recognizes the work that I put in, then I should own it. So I was thinking about some of the causes of imposter syndrome, like from my own perspective now. Most times when I doubt myself like that, it's because I have a picture in my mind, a perfect picture. So there's a project. This is what I think should be the perfect result. And if for any reason whatsoever, I miss that perfect result by 0.001, I will beat myself up so much that, okay, so why did you not get 100%? Like, so what happened? Why did you not meet that target? Why did you not get that perfect result? So I think that thirst for perfection is a problem, you know. When you put in so much work into something, yes, this is your expectation, and you missed it by 1%. So what? You got 99%. Yeah, so celebrate the 99%. So I think that wanting to attain perfection, wanting to achieve perfection, is a major problem, at least for me. I don't know about other people, but I feel like it would be something similar in other people's cases. Another reason that I discovered is fear, especially when it has to do with me getting new projects or having to take on new roles or responsibilities. You know, I'm scared and I'm like, okay, so what if I don't do this thing well? Oh, they trust me to give me this task to do, but what if I don't deliver? What if I'm not able to get it done? What if I don't meet their expectations? You know, stuff like that. So fear of projects that I've not even started. You understand? Another thing is history. You know, so, oh, I did something like this before and it wasn't successful. So what if it happens again? What if I fail again? So those three things, at least from my own perspective or my experience, I have recognized them or identified them as some of the factors that cause me to doubt myself or doubt my work. You know, so one, wanting perfection, fear of whatever, of anything, and then history. You know, of failure. Oh, I failed at this before. What if I fail again? Those three things. If there are other things that you have thought about or that you have experienced, please let me know. Because if we don't address the causes, or if we don't identify the causes, we may not be able to think about ways of getting out of that box, right? And so I think I want to touch quickly on how to handle this imposter syndrome. Because what's the sense of talking about the problem when there's no solution? So because this is something that I am also experiencing, or something that I experience from time to time, these are things that I also want to try. So it's not like, oh, I've done them and then they worked and so I'm prescribing to you. Not really. Yes, I've tried them somehow, but I'm not really there yet. I've not broken out of it yet. So there are things that I also need to do for myself, right? So I think that is good, or it will be good for us to track our successes and wins. Not every time, oh, you failed. Okay, when you passed in core, track it, record it, celebrate it. You know, acknowledge the fact that, this one, I did good. Everybody saw that I did good. So track it, track your successes and wins. And then when people give feedback, oh, Precious, you did good, accept it. Before now, if you tell me, oh, Precious, you did good, you did this, I say, no, they whine me, this and that. Now I'm learning. If you say, Preshi, you did good, I'll tell you, thank you. Thank you so much. Not every time you are whining me, or it's not true, or not just that small thing. No. Thank you for the compliment. You know, I'm glad I could help. Let us be accepting positive feedback. When they compliment us, let us be accepting, because we cannot just continue to be saying we're not good enough. It's going to be very, very bad if that becomes our reality. you know, when you now believe it in your mind that you're not good enough, then that is a disaster. So when they say, oh, you did good, accept the compliment, right? So another thing would be that you should be less critical of yourself. Like, if you miss a target, now target you miss, you know, keep a sino. Don't be so hard on yourself. Cut yourself some slack. In fact, let me say this to myself. April, do not be so hard on yourself. Cut yourself some slack. Not every time war, not every time, at least, I don't do well, I don't keep pressing now. So let's be less critical of ourselves. I'm not saying don't take responsibility, of course not. I'm not saying if you don't do well, then just take it as if, okay, I didn't do well, so what? No, but forgive yourself. You're not the first person that will fail, and you're not going to be the last person. And this may not even be your last failure. Like, failure is literally part of life, right? So be less critical of yourself. Rather than judging yourself, go back to the drawing board. Okay, what did I do wrong? What can I do better? What should I change? Should I try another approach? You know, all that energy that you want to use to go and judge yourself, carry it like this and go and use it to go back to the drawing table and come up with new strategies. Be less critical of yourself, please. Please. The final one that I'll talk about would be for believers mostly, if you believe in the word of God, it would be for you to confess your reality in Christ. Christ has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am the head and not the tail. I am like a tree planted by the streams of water, which bringeth forth its fruit in season. Whatever I do prospers. I am blessed. I have capacity. I am able. I am everything that God has said that I am. Eh? You see this confession thing of the word of God? That's what should sink into your head. So when that mind is telling you that, oh, you're not good enough, you're not this, please dead it and counter it with the word of God. Because that is your reality. That is it. I have to listen to this episode myself, like all over, just so that this message sinks into the deepest parts of my heart. Because I need it myself. Honestly, I do need this message. Okay? So, this imposter syndrome thing, let us attack it. This 2022, we're not doing that. We're winning and we're carrying all those wins on our head. We're owning them with our chest, right? So nothing like self-condemnation, nothing like imposter syndrome, nothing like fear, nothing like I'm not good enough. All that one, dead it. We're not doing that one this year. This year, we're winning, okay? So let me know what you think. If this makes sense to you in any way, let me hear from you. I want to know what you think. If you have experienced imposter syndrome, let me know. If there are causes that I did not mention that apply to you, let me know. If there are solutions that you have tried, that worked for you, please let me know. Help a sister. Okay? thoughts@april.gmail.com. Again, April is spelled HAYPREEL. So this is a good place to end this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you so much for supporting the Thoughts by April brand. So, till I come your way in 2 weeks, by God's grace, always remember that I love you very much and I want to see you do amazingly well. Bye.